Before we get to this week's edition of News AF, I want to take a moment and thank our friends over at LaCroix Sparkling Water because it's a healthy for you and naturally delicious effervescent beverage. I love drinking LaCroix Sparkling Water. I love the flavor. I love the bubbles. And I love drinking a zero-calorie beverage. You can enjoy LaCroix Sparkling Water, a calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. They've got 24 LaCroix flavors, if you can believe that, with the newly introduced key lime. And guess what? It has been confirmed that LaCroix is derived from natural sources with natural fruit essences. It's also confirmed as natural, and families continue to value the wholesomeness of LaCroix. So make the switch to LaCroix. What are you waiting for? Because it's a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. It's the number one sparkling brand in the United States. You can share LaCroix with a friend and shout out, I love LaCroix, because with its distinctive packaging, robust aroma, and natural essences, that's what makes LaCroix the innocent alternative for the health conscious consumer, because there are zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. That's why it's innocent. 14 LaCroix flavors. The newest include key lime, tangerine, mango, apricot, passion fruit, peach pear, coconut, lemon, lime, berry, cran raspberry, orange, grapefruit, and pure. That's the regular lineup. Then there's the six karate flavors, including pineapple, strawberry, appleberry, cherry lime, kiwi watermelon, blackberry, cucumber, cantaloupe, pink, grapefruit. The LaCroix Karate has a bolder flavor, but the same innocent nutritionals. And LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Karate Sparkling Water are all gluten-free, vegan, kosher, and non-GMO and environmentally friendly. Plus, LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Karate Sparkling Water are available nationwide. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social media at LaCroix Water or follow them at LaCroixWater.com. For a full list of retailers, go to LaCroixWater.com. LaCroix Sparkling Water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of Tuesday, November 6, 2018, here on News AF. If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. Same old news makes you bored to death. It's time for some News AF.
Wooga wooga.
Factual news. How is everybody doing here today as we are ready to talk about these interesting news stories on News AF with our News AF panel? First off, a man who has a lot going on, and here he is back with us, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. It's me?
Yes.
That has a lot going on?
Yes.
Tyson, yeah.
Tyson always has a lot going on, right?
Very rested, though.
Yes. That is true. Well, so I saved my coffee for the show, so I didn't drink any before that, and then I fell asleep on the couch watching all the news coverage of the vote.
Mm-hmm. That's why you fell asleep.
What part?
Watching the news coverage.
I thought you were going to say the coffee.
Oh, it was too boring.
No. Yeah, it's too boring.
It was. I knew that was probably going to happen, but I was accepting my fate.
I woke like boring up. News. Boring news helps me sleep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I woke up at 20 minutes to and was like, oh, I got 20 minutes more nap time. And then I woke up 10 minutes after and was like, shit. And I sprinted in here and Rachel thought there was an emergency. And there was.
Yep.
It was us recording News AF.
Okay. All right. Also here with us today, a man who never oversleeps, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you, buddy?
I'm pretty well rested. And yes, I never oversleep because there's nothing for me to oversleep. You know what I mean? Like there's no appointments.
You have no reason. Yeah.
So you never oversleep if there's nothing important in the morning to oversleep.
Yeah. Well, you have lunch with Nick once a week.
Yeah. And I did wake up today for that. Mm. So looking forward.
You already went to lunch?
No, I'm going to lunch after this.
Okay.
So that's the only appointment I had all day.
Why? What's going on with Nick?
Just lunch.
Okay.
He has a standing weekly appointment with Nick for one lunch. His wife lets him choose one friend to see once a week, and he chooses Nick for lunch.
Okay.
I got a funny story about Danny's wife.
Yes, oh, what's going on with Danny's wife?
Apparently, she messaged Rachel like a couple weeks ago and said, "Hey, we haven't seen you guys for a long time. We should get together some evening for dinner or something." And Rachel's like, "You know, we moved to Arizona over a year ago."
Not over a year ago.
Exactly a year ago.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Pretty funny, though.
So we've got a lot of news to talk about. Please relay this news to Liz in a timely fashion.
Yeah, Andy. Come on, Danny. Okay. Tell your wife your things that are happening in your life, okay?
You know, I get in trouble for not saying, you know, talking enough. Sometimes, like, I wish you would talk more. But how does that affect her life, you know, that Tyson moved to Arizona? That's just a pointless conversation we don't need to have.
Really? I feel like I'm one of your closest friends.
Yeah, and we still hang out on every week. This is the other scheduled event of the week is this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's true. But still, she wanted to hang out. She missed us. She was noticing an absence, she tried to remedy it.
She's just upset because we don't hang out with anybody ever as a rule. I don't go to dinner with people. So maybe she's like, oh, my gosh, I need to go hang out with someone other than just my husband. Maybe I'll ask his best friend and his wife to go eat because she's sick and tired of me just staying
with you
around.
And Nick.
Yeah, she wouldn't like that. So, so sorry, Tyson, but you are coming into town, are you not?
Yes.
So then we'll schedule a lunch then. I'll get out and have a lunch with friends.
And I'll just be jealous the whole time.
No, you could FaceTime.
Okay.
FaceTime on the lunch. Yeah.
Okay. That'll be nice.
We could even record News AF from Danny's spunk bunker together Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
That would be wonderful. I would love that. Let's get into we have some.
Maybe it sounds like I'm uninvited.
No, I'm just looking around. Invited. I don't know if this is up to Tyson standards.
There's too much spunk
in the spunk bunker. Let's get into. We have to talk about some big stories at this hour. This was a story really popped in the last 24 hours, and we have been inundated with requests to talk about this story involving. Now, we always talk about the worst airline passengers of the week, but we are not used to reporting about bad behavior from the airlines themselves or even people that work at the airlines. And Danny, this story was absolutely horrifying, being widely reported today about a Delta passenger who claims to have been given a seat on a Delta flight that was covered in some form of feces and was told to sit down. Here's two paper towels and a bottle of gin to clean it up. What do you think of that, Tyson?
Disgusted by it.
Yes, you're disgusted.
I actually read this story and it brought back painful memories of a similar story on also the same airline.
Why?
I was flying.
Something personal had happened to you?
Yes.
What happened?
Involving
it's not as
feces?
Bad as this. This is worse. This is worse. The one that involving feces. This didn't involve feces. I was on a flight to Hawaii with my wife and one child at the time, and the snack lady came around to offer us beverages like right after the flight took off. I popped down my table and it looked like somebody had done an entire
poo?
Finger painting in blood.
Blood?
In
wow.
Yeah. And I was like, the entire surface was like all blood and smeared around like somebody had tried to clean it up with
horrifying.
The palm of their hand. And I was like, and there was like, you could see like smears of it on the side after like right next to the wall. And I was like, I feel like this is some type of health hazard thing.
Was someone murdered here?
Crime scene.
Yeah.
Was
but
it a crime
the flight
scene?
Attendant was just like, And I was like, that's all I get? I don't even get like an option to change chairs or like, we're so sorry that could be infected blood. We don't know anything about anything.
At the very least, they should comp you some very strong alcohol to dump over your entire seat area.
Yeah, they did nothing.
Like
they didn't even flinch. I'm sure they're trained to not even flinch. Like in this instance, they're like, a lot of bad stuff's going to happen. And if you admit fault, then we're going to be at fault. But if you're just like, that's how flying is. Then you just have to sit in the dog shit.
You could look at it this way. You now get a free blood facial. that's what all the celebrities are doing. Just moisten that back up and get it on your face.
Now we have to find out whose blood it was.
Yeah.
The sad thing is that this story is totally believable. That's where we are with air travel, that we can hear a story like this and not even
and not be shook to the core.
Yeah, we should all be shocked. First of all, the fact that they let animals like dogs on planes is that's unacceptable.
It's crazy. Crazy to me.
Yeah.
I mean, sit down and you're like, oh yeah, by the way, there's this German Shepherd. We don't have a chair for him, but he's going to sit under all three of our legs. And he's a little aggressive.
And the fact that I totally believe that a dog owner would let their dog dump on a plane and then not report it is also a sad state of affairs for dog owners.
Okay. Well, let's just back this up because we're talking about a passenger who's boarding this flight. So we don't really know exactly what happened in terms of there being dogs on this plane. What it sounds like is that there was a dog on a previous flight. But there's a crew that comes in and cleans the plane.
Oh, that's above their pay grade, bro.
Yeah. If I saw a poo on a seat and I was one of those guys, like, moving. Not today.
And obviously, Danny, you not didn't today. Mention that service dogs are fine and great. And also, so
real
are
service dogs.
Animals. Yes.
Yeah. Like less than 1% of the dogs you see out there are actual dogs performing a task that is needed. And also, I'd like to point out that it would be easy to identify, I think, dog feces because it has a very specific smell. If you want to know if it's dog feces, step on it, walk around for a bit, and then you'll know because it just smells the same no matter what. If you step on dog feces, you'll know.
Mm-hmm. Tyson, is there any chance that this man, and the description of this is very graphic. I don't need to give you guys the gory details, but this was everywhere. Is it possible that this man may have had an embarrassing situation happen to himself and then tried to blame a dog?
Did you read the story?
I did, yes.
Well, the airline confirms that there was a dog in that seat the flight before and that the dog was feeling very ill.
Yes.
Supposedly.
Let me tell you what I know about
dogs. The dog was like, hey, I'm feeling ill. No, the dog just took a dump and then the dog owner smeared it around a little bit and was like, that's good.
Yeah. Dog owners, by the way, not all dog owners. There are some good dog owners. But being on all these trails in the mountains, I can report that most dog owners, when it comes to their dog's excrement, are horrible. They leave it on the trail, or this is even worse, they put it in the bag and pretend as if they're going to come back and collect it. So now not only are trails littered with dog crap, but it's also littered with bags of good intention dog owners who put it in the bag but never ever retrieved it. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to dogs and their excrement, it seems to me as if a lot of these owners are lazy AF.
Yes.
And this person is probably in that category of lazy, crappy dog owner who shouldn't have an animal.
So Delta has a statement out at this hour. Delta has put out on a statement about Flight 1949 that Delta apologizes to the customers impacted by the incident and has reached out to make it right, offering a refund and additional compensation. The safety
100 flight miles.
we'll get there. The safety and health of our customers and employees are our top priority. We are conducting a full investigation while following up on the right teams to prevent this from ever happening again. Delta said the plane has been taken out of service to be deep clean and disinfected. And also the carrier has offered Mr. Meehan, the man who this happened to, 50,000 miles in compensation.
Pretty good. Let's just remember that humans are gross enough. And when it comes to planes and travel, humans are bad enough. We don't need to introduce another animal less intelligent than humans to planes because they're already filled with disgusting things.
Yeah. Right? So if the dog is more intelligent than the human, can the dog take the place of the human on the plane?
Yes. Yes. If we have a dog that is as intelligent as the lowest, the person on the plane with the lowest intelligence, they can swap places.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Danny, Matthew Meehan, the hero of this story, he was not happy with Delta's offer of 50,000 sky miles, unfortunately. He said, That's what I'm worth to them? 50,000 miles after putting my health at risk along with everyone else on the plane?
He said, lucky he's worth that much. Yeah. Like, that to me is shocking.
He said, I'm a Delta medallion and a million miler.
Oh,
if
great.
This is how they treat their top tier, I can't imagine how they treat people who aren't part of the Sky Miles program.
I know how they treat.
They treat him worse than that dog that took a dump in the seat.
Yeah. You know, people always think it couldn't get worse.
It's worse. It's jamming bad. That credit card down your throat every 2 seconds. Get out of our faces, airlines.
Charge you for every bag.
Oh,
you know what's funny is they'll charge me for an extra bag, but that dog probably got that seat for free.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Not sure about that. Not sure. I think it depends on if it was a service animal.
Look, let me just live in my world where I can rage against these dogs, these animals that are infiltrating all of the spaces I think are just barely fit for humans.
Now, Danny, on a Greyhound bus, dogs, you can bring as many dogs as
only
you want,
dogs.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. You can
it's
take
mostly
your whole,
dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. They encourage dogs
That's why
to
they
come
call
on
it
board.
Greyhound.
Yeah.
They actually, if you buy a ticket and don't have a dog, they'll issue a couple dogs that haven't been trained
like
or anything. Yeah,
ship dog for your trip.
Yeah, for your trip. It hasn't been potty trained or
and
trained
it's super
in any
aggressive
capacity.
At the other dogs.
It's at humans.
We have another big story that we're following at this hour, and this one pertains to specifically one of the people on our panel. Danny, there's a warning being issued here this week about hot, spicy snacks and how they're a possible danger to your health.
I don't doubt that. Have you seen the color of these fiery Cheetos? I currently have an entire bag of fiery Fritos up in my cupboard. They look toxic, but they taste so delicious.
But you like these, Danny. Better
oh,
than
I love
ghost
them.
Pepper?
Yeah, but maybe that's what trained me for the ghost pepper experience. Maybe I owe everything I am today to hot Cheetos and all that.
So Danny and I were talking about this story before the show. Danny had said, hey, didn't that rapper 69 have to go to the hospital?
Wrong rapper.
Wrong rapper.
I don't know my rappers.
I don't know if there is a rapper 69.
It is. He spells it really
69.
Weird. Yeah, 6'9", but it's got numbers and letters
6'9",
and symbols, something like that. He is a rapper.
He's got a lot of tattoos and he's got a grill
and
some other stuff.
There really is
going
a rapper. 69. Is it 6'9" or 69?
It's hard, so hard to tell.
Can
these
we get
days
him on the podcast?
Names.
Or is he too huge?
No, he's way too big.
Way too big?
But it wasn't that rapper, was it? It was Little Diddy?
Little Xan.
Little Xan.
Little Xan.
Cool name.
He posted on social media that he had to go to the hospital because he ate too many hot Cheetos.
Dude, have you guys ever had the ghost pepper potato chips?
No.
Tortilla chips. They're good.
Yeah. Would you like to hear the statement from Little Xan that he
yes.
made to his Instagram followers?
Wait, is it like a real, like he's on video? Because I want to hear that. Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
He has to, you know, nothing embarrassing about being hospitalized over spicy Cheetos. Okay. For everybody that's,
I'll see you
like,
soon.
Oh, what a baby. Can't believe you went to hospital.
I'll see him soon.
For eating Cheetos. Okay.
Yeah. I went to the hospital today. You know, getting ready to pack for this tour. I just want to let everybody know I was in the hospital, not due to any drugs, but I guess I ate too many hot Cheetos.
All right.
First of all,
it wasn't drugs.
First of all, exactly. He's just the perfect model for my child. He didn't go because he took scissor up or pills. He went because he ate hot Cheetos, and that to me is acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a great model for the children.
Okay.
He's awesome.
Danny, how old should people be before they start taking hot Cheetos?
I think you should be at least 18.
18. Should you have to be 18 to buy hot Cheetos?
Yes, they should be checking your driver's license. Now that we know that it can get you hospitalized,
when you go in to buy your Four Loko and your hot Cheetos, you got to be carded for both.
Yeah, get your Pabst Blue Ribbon and your hot Cheetos. The thing is, the hot Cheetos will send you to the hospital with none of the highs of a drug, right? So you're getting some delicious taste, but in return, you're getting what sounds like, he said, his stomach ripped open.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like that people are not consuming these chips in the way that they would consume regular chips in this story here. So there is a person, Renee Craighead, and their 17-year-old daughter had to go to the ER. She was eating 4 bags of hot chips a day.
Yeah.
And it turned out that she had to get her gallbladder removed after eating.
You don't need that anyway. That's just a small price to pay.
So you think that it's kind of a blessing for her?
Yeah, now she can
shed a few pounds.
Unimpeded.
Yeah. Like, I'm 5 pounds lighter than I was.
Let me just say that
I
eat my hot Fritos like an anaconda. I just open the bag, attach it to my mouth so that there's no space between the bag or my mouth, and just consume it all in one swallow.
Just chug it down.
Just chug it like a liquid.
Yeah, but you've trained yourself over the years to be able to open your gullet that wide and not have any gag reflexes.
Yeah, so, and then I wash it all down with a Mountain Dew. I mean, it's the perfect mix of chemicals. I feel like they balance themselves out.
Now, parents have been concerned for some time with these spicy chips because parents have taken kids to the ER because the red dust on the chips also has been turning stool and vomit bright red, causing some parents to believe that there is blood in the stool and the vomit.
Yeah, so
chips.
The other problem when eating these chips is that your hands get a very, very thick coating of spicy dust. Mm-hmm. And if you're not paying attention, you could go and itch your eye with said finger and then go temporarily blind because of the spicy, delicious red dust.
What's the upside here, Danny?
Yeah, what is the upside?
I know, it sounds like it's all downside, right? We've really just been talking about the worst parts of these hot chips, but they're
is an upside.
Delicious. I can't explain it. I can't talk to you about it until you experience it for yourself. Tyson said he liked the...
You like those, these, Tyson?
No, the ghost pepper ones.
I like the ghost pepper ones. They're like super salty and also super hot.
Yes.
So it's like a delicious mixture.
That's the
I'll
mix.
Eat the spicy ones, but I don't choose them out very regularly. I never choose the spicy Cheetos or the spicy Fritos out. But now that we've been talking about it, I feel like I should go buy some spicy Fritos.
And let me be honest, I have treated my hot Fritos like an addiction. I will drive to different gas stations, scour
and then mash
the shelves,
up and snort them.
For the Fritos, and if they're not there, go somewhere else.
But what is it that is the addiction, Danny?
I can't say. The salty spiciness of the chip. It's
he
a
knows
perfect
he could be doing self-harm.
Yeah.
And he's like, for some reason, for him, that's a high.
When they cancel these chips, I'll probably be visiting...
rehab?
I'll be visiting people in dark alleys to secure more chips after they've...
And they're like, we made the powder in our bathtub at home. It's identical. We used all the same ingredients. And Danny's like, oh, get enough.
Just give it to me.
Get injected
I'll
in
do
my
whatever.
Veins.
But I want to talk serious with Danny for a moment.
Okay.
Is this an intervention?
Yes. Have you become so jaded that it's finally... come to this, that you're so numb to the world that in just to feel anything, is that why you eat the spicy chips?
Yeah, you know, I would say that I crave that desire to be part of something exciting,
mm-hmm.
you know, living on the edge,
mm-hmm.
dancing with death. And that's why I drink Mountain Dew and eat hot flaming Cheetos and hot flaming Fritos, just so I can have that moment. That adrenaline rush of pounding a hot, spicy bag of red goodness.
Danny, if you were somehow in a room with little Zan, do you think that you guys would be able to bond over this experience?
No, because I haven't taken it that far yet.
You haven't had your stomach ripped.
Yeah, I haven't had my stomach pumped because of the hot red Cheeto dust, or had charcoal forced down into my stomach to take the edge off. No, I don't know what they do. Yeah, I don't actually. What do they do?
They put a fire extinguisher into your gullet
and into your mouth.
Yeah,
they probably give you a tall glass of warm milk.
Yeah, that neutralizes all the chemicals.
I have noticed, so I'll eat these hot flaming Fritos before a run,
mm-hmm.
and it will cause horrible acid reflux.
Yeah.
And so I at least stopped doing
that. That's worth it.
No, I did stop doing that because it is just too painful to not only be running, which sucks, but then to have hot flaming Cheetos in acid form coming up your throat. So
one thing you should know about Danny is when you go jogging with him, he will find the grossest burp-related food to eat right before we go running.
And this is top of that list.
And then he will crop dust you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll be like,
so true.
Did you eat
hot flaming
Taco
Cheetos?
Bell double dip layered chili cheese extra spicy tostada Mexican pizza? And he's like, how did you know? And I was like, because I just walked through the entire
thing. It does a cloud.
Yeah.
In near liquid form. Of course, it's a real compliment to you, Tyson, and your sense of smell. You're like
it
a
really
hound dog.
Is.
Yes. You separate all those ingredients.
Danny, do we know, does the rapper 6ix9ine, does he also like the spicy Cheetos?
Now, I don't think he does anything as dangerous as this.
No, I'm
I think he's
at him
more.
Now. I think he does.
I don't think he takes risks like this. I think he's more into pills and probably cough syrup because this is next level stuff. This
you
is
think
dangerous.
He's eating spicy foods.
I think this is a direct correlation between your number of face tattoos and how much you enjoy the spicy Fritos. I think that there's something there. I don't know. That's a theory I'm working on.
Well, continue working on that because I might be an outlier. I don't have any face tattoos, but I love
not
those
yet.
Chips.
Okay.
Can we talk about 6ix9ine for a second?
No.
I don't really know him, and I'm not familiar with any part of him. But did he have face tattoos and then become quote unquote famous? Or did he get famous, quote unquote famous, and then tattoo his face and his body and stuff? Because I feel like his look, like you have to do that before you become famous, but at the same time, that's a real risk. That's
on Wikipedia.
I think him and Post Malone, who also has face tattoos, I think that the tattoos grow with the fame.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that they're side by side.
Just like John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
He got a sleeve tattoo after he realized he would be famous enough that he wouldn't have to get a job.
Okay.
I see what you're saying, Tyson. Yeah, it does make sense. You wouldn't want to do that to yourself if you were going to have to go out and look for a job.
If you're posting that profile on LinkedIn, 6ix9ine, I'm sorry, bro, but you're going to have a hard time finding a gig.
Yeah, I'm looking at 6ix9ine on Wikipedia, but it doesn't say anything about his tattoos. So maybe somebody could we'll update that and then we'll eventually.
But we digress.
Legal battles, lots of legal problems.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of
with
stuff
the city and state and federation, I assume.
None with Cheetos, though.
That, look, one day I'm looking forward to a biopic where Remy Malek will bring the story of 6ix9ine to an even wider audience.
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
Excited. Remy Malek is 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine.
You think that will be a Netflix biopic or what?
I'm not sure. It'll be exciting. I'll go see it. All right. Sponsored by Spicy Cheetos.
Yeah, sponsored by Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Remy Malek. Oh, your performance of 6ix9ine was breathtaking.
You know, I try to get all these outdoor companies to sponsor me. Maybe I'm just aiming at the wrong sponsors. Maybe I go after Flaming Hot Cheetos to sponsor my outdoor activities.
Well,
and Mountain Dew.
A whole different
and Mountain Dew. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I did a mountain bike race this past Saturday, an 8-hour one, and I did 3 laps of it for a total of almost 3 hours of riding.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And our sponsor was a pie shop here.
Ooh, that's a nice sponsor.
All I did was eat pie the entire day. I ate like 6 slices of pie as my fuel for the bike races.
What flavors?
Did you? Yeah.
Coconut cream.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
I had 4 slices of coconut cream.
Too much.
And then 1 slice of s'mores pie.
That sounds okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And that was all. So only 5, not 6 slices. 5 slices.
Okay.
No hospitalization?
None
spicy
whatsoever.
Pie slices?
Nope. Just a super consistent substandard performance by me.
Yeah. Just to update, Omnomosaur on Twitch says from the Wikipedia on 6ix9ine, Omnomosaur did a deeper dive than I was able to, says that the tattoos came first before the big rise to fame. So
that's like burning your bridges.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
really
you cross the river,
you're really,
burn
you're
the
really
bridge,
committing to it at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, look, you got to risk it to get the biscuit, but, you know.
Yeah, but he's not willing to eat hot Cheetos.
It's like you, Rob, when you, years before you went on Survivor, you were wearing a Survivor buff everywhere you went.
Yeah.
And you refused to take it off for anything.
Refused to. A plaid shirt. And so luckily it worked out.
Luckily.
All right. Let me talk about this story here. Okay. Let's talk about burgers. And everything that you know about burgers is wrong, according to a widely circulated article that came out this week. Tyson, would you ever consider eating a cheeseburger upside down? Let me be clear. You'll be right side up, but you will turn your cheeseburger 180 degrees so that the bottom of the bun is on the top.
Yeah, I'll do that next time I eat a burger. I didn't read this article. I saw the headline and I assumed it was...
You could kind of just look at the picture.
Yeah, that's what I did.
But I assume the reason is you get more flavor from the toppings. If you flip it upside down, it's like flipping an open face like peanut butter sandwich upside down or an open face.
Well, I was thinking about flipping around your pie. Imagine flipping around the pie slice and getting the crust first. I think it would totally change the taste of that pie.
Oh, interesting. So what is the reasoning behind this?
Don't you feel like you get a lot more taste? And I'm no scientist, no taste scientist. But in my mouth been scarred by so much flaming hot Cheetos.
Yeah,
but it seems so like you get a lot of the taste like in the roof back of your mouth area. So whatever gets back there first, it seems like would be the thing you taste the most. What's the science,
from,
Rob?
From Tell what me. I understand, that I believe that the juices will seep to the bigger top part of the bun.
Okay,
which is better equipped to absorb said
that
juices.
That much juice.
Whereas the bottom of the bun can get all wet and can...
But the burger pictured has a layer of lettuce on both top and bottom.
Yeah, so and that's what I taste first when I eat a hamburger, is the tomato and the lettuce.
Yeah. Structural integrity is what the author of this article or of the life hack, Grant Thompson, says. That the
Because you get the sog, your last few bites, if you've got it right side up, the bottom bun does get really soggy.
Mm, yes.
Wait, this is a life hack?
Life hack, yes.
That term is used so loosely.
The thing is, we've figured out all the life hacks, so now people are just grasping at straws here.
I did want to yell wrong, but you were not completely off base, because also that the it'll also collect the toppings better as well to catch the sauce.
I was right. What a whirlwind of emotion, thinking I was devastatingly wrong, only to find out that I'm partially right.
Yeah, I jumped the
feels
gun.
Feels good.
I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. Well, either way, I still forgive you, Rob, and I will try to eat a burger upside down.
Yeah, so will I.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, can we get this commitment from you?
I'll do it.
Okay. Then it's settled. Hamburgers for dinner.
Yeah. I might even have one for lunch and try
next
hour.
So if we follow you on Twitter, you'll update us on...
No, because I've lost my password. I don't even know how to get into Twitter anymore.
You might be the only person that has claimed to lose their password that actually has lost their password.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, nowadays, it doesn't mean anything because you just email it.
Recover it.
Like, who even remembers passwords?
Not me. Nope. Every time I get a new phone, if there's one for some reason that my new phone doesn't just log into automatically, I'm like, oh, I got to reset that because I have no clue what it is.
Can you guys talk about the burger for 1 second while I grab this phone
a burger?
Call? Because there's a furniture delivery that's coming here.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Fine. Tyson, let's talk about whether this equation would change if you had bacon.
No, I don't think so. You think the bacon would get soggy?
No, I think that the bacon is so overpowering that it wouldn't matter how you came at the hamburger. The taste is going to remain the same.
Yeah, but you're also trying to fend off the sog of the bottom of the bun. I'm more interested in what kind of furniture Rob's getting. He's getting one of those like sex hammocks or the Liberator pads. That's
or that
like a
chair
big
we saw
pad.
In Prague.
Yeah.
Will at you that reputable the chair museum in, we visited.
Yeah. Will you describe all of that in great detail to our audience?
No, I'll just leave it up to the listener's imagination to imagine a chair fit for a king. I mean, a very perverted king.
Uh-huh.
But still, multi-purpose. It's just the perfect combination of you have a piece of furniture, right?
Yeah.
Why not make it for more than just sitting? there's lots of things you can do in the seated position
than just
relaxing. So it's just one of those chairs that utilizes so much more than just resting.
Yeah, it takes advantage of everything.
It takes advantage.
Rob, we were just speculating on what type of furniture you got, and I said either a sex hammock or a liberator pad.
Yeah, I wish. I wish either of those. But something even more exciting that we have an upcoming furniture sponsor on the podcast. And so they're sending me a chair to a sample to talk
a chair.
About on the podcast. So when I do the read, I could say, I sit in this chair, and it's so wonderful.
Do you get to keep it?
Yes. Yes, we get to keep it. So
is it going to be your new podcast chair?
No. It's like a living room chair. It's not
a
like
nice a, chair.
Yeah. Mm. It's nothing
fantastic.
That you can podcast in. You'll be too slouched. Not good. So we had to arrange the delivery, and then this, you know, involves my wife being available to let the delivery guys in with a chair.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Well, I'm glad they're there.
Yeah, well, they'll be here in 15 minutes. I'm sure I will get 900 more phone calls about it.
Phone calls as they try to find your house.
Yes. Yes. All right. Let's talk about. So we go from burgers to talking about a former burger restaurant employee who ended up getting on the wrong side of the law because this is David Gomez Beltran. And
oh, cool last name.
Yeah. He,
Mr. Beltran?
Gomez like Beltran.
Well, yeah.
Beltran or Beltran?
I don't know. That when Carlos Beltran was first on the Mets, we used to call him Carlos Beltran. But then I heard sports reporters talk about him as Carlos Beltran. So yeah. I don't know the exact.
Is it an A?
It's an A, yeah.
Yeah, it's Beltran.
Well, I don't know if that's the proper pronunciation, but...
You think it's Beltran.
But I don't know what it is.
I mean, in the future, maybe he'll change it to Beltran 3000, yes. But right now, it's going to be... It's Beltran.
So there's Dave Gomez Beltran and
Tran.
His twin brother, Ray Gomez Beltran. And
Tran.
So what happened was that... David Gomez Beltran worked at McDonald's, okay? And he showed up late.
Good move.
And he got sent home. You're late. You can't work today. You're done.
That doesn't make sense. You're like, all hands on deck. You need that guy flipping burgers. Why send him home? Now everybody
also,
else is overworked.
You were late, so why don't you take the whole day off to think about what you did?
Yeah, and he's like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it again tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
Okay. So he ended up being late, and so they sent him home, but he didn't go home. He went, and him and his brother, they robbed a different McDonald's.
So he knows how much money each McDonald's has in the register at any given time based on his own experience. So he probably had some good inside information on how to best rob a McDonald's.
Did he rob it at gunpoint, or did he just walk in his McDonald's uniform and be like,
oh, yeah, that's good.
Official cashier register inspector.
Well, you wonder if he was mad at McDonald's, the franchise, and then wanted to take it out. This is from this article. This is in the Miami Herald. And they talked about how David had just worked a shift at a different McDonald's 5 miles away, or part of a shift, and they sent him home for being late on his first day of work there. So it was his first day.
Oh, wow.
He was late. They said, go home. And then he went to a different McDonald's.
Gosh, he loves McDonald's.
He does love
He does
McDonald's.
Everything there. He eats there.
And he was
he works
in
there.
His uniform.
And Rob's there.
So,
yeah. Well, that's good. That's a good move.
That's a good move. Like he walked in, and it's like, hey, fellow McDonald's employee. And then said, guess what? This is a robbery.
Uh-huh. He Did he keep gun. His name tag on?
He pulled a gun and then wanted the manager to go to the safe.
Yeah. Wow. Did the manager go to the safe?
Yeah. And so,
do you think he should have gotten some 6ix9ine tattoos on his face before he did this and kind of just segue into his new career?
I don't know if he has any musical talent.
Oh.
Yeah.
He'll learn in prison.
Well, I don't know if 6ix9ine does either.
I mean, he's...
To be fair, I haven't listened to 6ix9ine. That's purely a statement of my ignorance.
He's widely popular, so I would have to
mention
that he's very talented.
It sounds to me as if this guy had been planning this caper for a long time. The job at McDonald's was just a front to get the uniform.
Yes.
Right? So who cares?
All,
he showed up late.
All the burger training.
Yeah. Just all I need is the uniform and get the layout of the McDonald's.
Blue, yeah. The blueprints of
yeah.
the each
and
McDonald's.
Then he went right next to the McDonald's he was always planning to rob for the last year as he set up this sweet heist starring George Clooney. Mm-hmm. And yes. he went in and he thought it was a perfect crime. Didn't work out.
Okay.
Sounds like
so, they kicked him out yeah. instead of letting him work there at the store he was initially planning on robbing. Out of anger, him and his brother went to the nearest McDonald's hoping
I think they
that
planned
the
this.
Scenario was identical.
I think they planned this just to get the yeah. uniform
they
so they could go rob McDonald's.
Like a whole easel of like, okay, here's the plans. Phase one, get yep. a job at local McDonald's. Then show up late for work. Get sent home.
Get uniform.
Keep the uniform shirt. Go to a different McDonald's. Walk in. Then get behind the counter. Then pull the gun on the manager. Because if you just walked into the McDonald's with a gun, who knows?
Yep.
There could be a million police officers there. It's a whole big thing. Then you get access to the manager and then the safe. And then you can go ahead and then get that $1,500.
That's a great plan. No one's seeing a plainclothes individual behind the counter. They're just seeing McDonald's employee, so nobody thinks anything's amiss
yeah.
when he's got the gun on the manager.
This guy is really dressing down the manager at McDonald's.
Yeah, yep,
he's probably
exactly.
trying to get him to serve the burgers upside down again.
The only thing that would have been better is if he had dressed up as Ronald McDonald.
Oh, that would have been
pretty scary. That would have
been awesome. No dude. Gun necessary. So terrifying.
That would have been just like that movie where they wear the old president's masks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Point Break.
Point Keanu Break,
Reeves,
dude, except for like
Johnny
these
Utah.
Dude's signature moves is that two Ronald McDonalds, or do you think Ronald McDonald and Grimace, or the Hamburglar, or Mayor McCheese is probably more trustworthy. So it's Ronald McDonald
the
and Mayor McCheese.
Not more trustworthy.
Yeah.
Mayor McCheese.
Well, I think that maybe 20 years ago, but I think that people have a negative view of politicians now.
So how did
so
this guy
Grimace?
Get caught, Rob? Does yeah. it say?
So him and his brother, they were driving a car. I think they crashed the car. And people
oh,
actually
my gosh.
Hurt in the car accident.
You get a job at McDonald's, but you can't drive a car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yes. So the police tried to pull them over, and then
it was a pursuit.
They crashed into two vehicles, and they were arrested.
I always feel like that would happen to me if I got in a police pursuit. I don't think I could get very far. I'm pretty sure I'd just crash on like the first or second turn.
Yeah. Luckily, nobody was seriously hurt. Minor injuries around. Do you think that the first McDonald's dodged a bullet here, Danny, where that was David Gomez Beltran going to perpetrate this at the first McDonald's?
Well, if nothing else, he sounded like a real bad employee.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, a month of him would have been a headache. So they've actually kind of dodged a bullet by not having him work there anymore. And they have now they've got a great reason to fire
Tyson,
him.
Tyson, should these brothers have just taken a picture of themselves eating McDonald's, hung the picture up at a McDonald's, and then collected their $50,000 from McDonald's?
Easily, dude. I mean, I've still been going to all the McDonald's trying to find empty walls and someone who's good enough at graphic design to make pictures of me strolling down the street casually eating McDonald's and having the time of my life.
Yeah. Take a picture.
Danny, do you know graphic design?
Go to Kinko's.
No, sorry.
Yeah. And then, when you hit the jackpot. We should be doing that.
Dude, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take a picture of me and Bergen at McDonald's, just a father and daughter having the time of their life at a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think we should go to like all of us.
Try somewhere else. Yeah. Try a different restaurant.
I mean, do one where you guys are
Hardee's.
You're feeding you have like a bag of McDonald's that you're giving to Bergen. One that you're doing like a bag of Arby's for Bergen. A bag
Taco
of
Bell.
Taco Bell, and just see which one takes.
Okay, that's true. One of them's got to take,
yeah, one
right?
One of them's got to take. I mean, one of them's got to be good for at least $10,000.
Okay.
Okay. Tyson, this was a story I saw this week, and I was thinking of you. I posted it in the group AF Facebook group where we share all the stories that we talk about every week here on News AF. A new survey has said iPhone owners are happier, have more money, and friends than Android users, Tyson.
I'm going to be real frank with you here, Rob.
Yes.
I have more money than 90% of my friends with Apple. Maybe even more than 90%.
Yes. But you don't have that many friends, though, because you have an Android.
Tyson,
that's true.
How
and
dare
not,
you?
And I'm not happy.
How dare you question this study funded by Apple?
Yes.
How dare you? This is science. Do you
is
not
this,
believe in
does
science?
Does this article actually come built in with their new phone, like the YouTube song or the U2 song did that yes. one time where everybody's yes. like irritated with it?
Tim Cook says that actually iPhone owners also have a higher sexual satisfaction rate according mm-hmm. to their partners. And
yes, true. Sounds true.
Also are seen as smarter by most accounts.
Yes.
Did you make up that last part? I really would. I feel like you did. But I also wouldn't be too shocked to find out that was part of the survey.
No, it goes on. Apple users, according to this study, are reportedly better endowed. Also, Danny, according to this study.
And you know what?
Less risk of cancer.
And
this is just
cavities.
This wow. is just more ammo for the smug iPhone users of the world, right? They didn't survey them like, how big of an a-hole are you?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the survey would also find that iPhone owners tend to be more smug and bigger a-holes.
Okay. Now, let's drill down a little bit. So the study was commissioned by the online retailer Slick Deals, Danny.
Yeah, I wonder if they had a motive to sell a $1,400 phone. Yeah.
Slick Deals talked to 1,000 Android users and 1,000 iPhone users. So small sample size.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
The 1,000 Android users they found in Compton.
Yes.
And then they went to then they went to Malibu to do the Apple.
At Walmart, they talked to 1,000 Android users.
Yeah, Walmart. And then where did they go?
Yes, 4 years ago on the Android.
And then they went to Neiman Marcus.
Yep.
For the
on Saks Fifth Avenue.
For the Apple users. Yeah. It's a fantastic study.
So according to slickdeals.com, they said yes. that the iPhone users were 27% more likely to say they were happy with their lives and more inclined to have a romantic partner with whom they were in love than the Android users.
Wow. How do you even debate these types of numbers?
Yeah, but their romantic partner is their phone.
Not yet. We haven't gotten there, Tyson.
When it comes to social circles, iPhone users were found to have an average of 5 close friends. Android users only had 3, Tyson.
Well, I have a text message thread with all of my close friends from high school that I still stay in touch with. There's like a small handful of us on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have iPhones except yep. for me. So they have to do their special messaging that's just like normal messaging instead yep. of mm-hmm. iPhone messaging. And they're like, this is so irritating that yours doesn't show up blue.
Yep.
And I was that like, is well, exactly. on Android, you can make it any color you want and do whatever things you want with it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, still, the interface isn't as simple. I was like, exactly.
I was in a group texting situation the other day and someone texted, who the hell is on an Android? In the group. And I'm pretty sure that person will now be shunned by the rest of the group. Would explain that totally explains a friendship thing.
They should.
Like the Apple people are in a closed environment mm-hmm. and they've shunned all the Android users. So the Androids are out in the technology wilderness
yep.
on their own.
Yep.
Huddling up next to the fires, maybe occasionally with somebody else.
Yes.
One final and maybe the most telling statistic.
Uh-oh.
A iPhone user, according to slickdeals.com, took an average of 12 selfies a day, which is an insane amount of selfies.
Yeah, you and Danny both have iPhones, right?
12 a day. I think I've taken 12 selfies this year.
You can look at your phone and see.
I haven't even taken 12 this year.
Selfie,
12 selfies a day. Meanwhile, the Android users only 7 selfies a day.
Sounds like we're more confident in ourselves and don't need people to tell us who's what
Sorry.
And where and when.
Sorry. All right. So sad news, Tyson. Sorry.
Well, that is sad news. I didn't realize I was...
you were so depressed and friendless.
So sad and friendless and poor.
Mm-hmm. Now yeah. you know.
For more on this study and to buy iPhones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Let me see.
Deal.
For more on this study and to buy iPhones, a link to buy iPhones.
Okay. I'm pretty sure they're going to say that about which that survey and that group or company is going to say whatever they can to boost sales for the most expensive.
Yeah, at the bottom of the article, it's like, is a paid
sponsored post by
sponsored post. Yeah, like all the points, all the credit card points guys are like, FYI, this is a sponsored post by American Express. The best credit card for traveling is American Express.
Okay. They do have a lot of credit card offers on Slick Deals based on my quick research. All right.
Do they really?
And then finally, one other story before we get to Daniel.
Oh, we're talking back. Okay.
All right. This is a story that we have talked about a couple times, but it just keeps coming back. There is a cigar-shaped object which has entered our solar system. At first, it showed up. We were like, aliens, that's it. And then people said, no, that alien object. Turns out that it's just an asteroid. But suddenly, now, coming storming back, a lot of articles about, no, this thing might be an alien. Might be a probe.
Yeah, but remember they tried to listen to see if it was emitting any kind of frequency, you know, according to the technology we currently have.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem to be emitting anything.
Right.
Nothing. Completely dead.
But the reason for the sudden interest again is that it appears to have sped up, Danny.
All right, that's interesting. That. Sped up. Well, I mean, did it speed up because it used the orbit of a planet to get slingshotted out into space, or did it speed up out there in the middle of nowhere? At what point did it speed up?
Yeah. So there is some sort of excess acceleration that they've noticed where there's an unexpected boost in its speed as it's traveling through and ultimately out of our solar system, where that there people are pointing to maybe could there be some sort of a solar sail as part of this cigar-shaped object, Tyson?
When I first saw this picture of this cigar-shaped object on your screen, I thought the play button in the center was a wing. And I was like, that is 100% an alien, dude. But now that I take the wing away, it could be anything. I think it's of alien, but it could be even just like a giant turd.
Like a planetary turd that some planet or black hole spat out?
No, like I was thinking octopus? More of like a Godzilla-style, octopus.
Here's the thing. Okay, so the solar cells we've envisioned, and I know that obviously this technology would probably be more advanced, but the solar cells that we've envisioned are massive. They're huge. Yeah. They like unfold into the size of like football stadiums on both sides. And this thing, they didn't see any reflective material. They didn't see anything come out, to collect the sun's energy. I think it's just a rock that got people excited, and that's okay. Rocks can be exciting to some people.
Yeah. Okay. So Danny is a skeptic, not buying it.
I want to buy it. I would love to think that was an alien spaceship and that we had something new to talk about other than the stupid election. That would be a godsend for me. But unfortunately, it's not. It's just a big rock.
All right. So you heard it here first. Danny, not buying it.
I'm so sorry. No.
Okay. All right. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Right,
yes.
Let's get ready, everybody. Let's prepare mentally to go and visit Danny.
Should we skip the song this time? Well, I was going to set it up so Danny was going to start talking and then you were going to play the song over him.
Let's skip the song.
You guys need to plan that in advance.
But it totally would have worked, right?
Would have, yes.
Okay. All right.
Do you think Danny's short-term memory is short enough that we can do it next time to him?
Yeah, I think hot Cheetos do destroy your memory abilities, so.
Okay. Are we doing this song or no?
Yeah, we're doing it. No, I think just skip it.
No, don't do that. Just do the song, okay? Now you guys can't be trusted. Look, Rob, we have iPhones, okay?
All right, iPhones have to stick together.
Yep.
iPhones stick together like seagulls of a feather. I think you're gonna feel
you belong. Okay. All right.
All right.
By the way, the Twitch chat is saying the Washington Post has tweeted out that this is not an alien ship. So, okay, here we go again. Okay, now it is an alien ship. It's not an alien ship.
We won't know until we send Bruce Willis out.
You think it's the Russians?
I don't know. Or maybe the Washington Post just wants us to think it's not an alien ship.
Maybe they're in...
They're in cahoots.
Yep, in cahoots.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't look over there. It's not
aliens. The Washington Post has been pushing the alien agenda for quite some time.
Wait a minute. You know who owns the Washington Post?
I do.
What's his name?
Jeff Bezos.
Okay, and do you know what he currently is funding?
Amazon.com.
No, Blue Origin, which is private space
Blue
trips.
Origin.
Blue Origin.
Yep.
Thank you, Tyson.
Exactly.
So part of me wonders if this is some conspiracy to keep everything quiet while he goes out and collects all of that advanced technology.
Nothing to see here. No alien probe. It's nothing.
Turn the other way.
Just a big rock.
Yep.
It's speeding up through our solar system.
No,
they probably crop dusted us all last time.
Hot Cheeto dust.
With the chemtrails. They chemtrailed us all.
Yeah.
And now we forget that we actually met aliens before.
Okay.
So, guys, let me go back to happiness. We already know iPhone users are way happy.
Happy.
Like
way
all happier. The time. And that it's just so sad. The Android users live in a constant pit of despair.
We're grasping, but we don't know what the problem is.
Now, I can give you something else that'll make you happy because there's been a study. And you know what? When you go out and you look for studies, you look for the studies that only confirm your way of living, right? Confirmation bias,
yeah,
something that
correct.
Supports that. So I see an iPhone article that talks about how iPhone owners have both
100%.
Length and girth and are way happier. I'm like, okay, that's pull that in. That's something I'll
true.
Remember.
That's true.
This is a similar article that says that vegetarians are more miserable than meat eaters and enjoy parties less than meat eaters.
Why? Because there's too much meat at the parties?
According to a questionnaire given to 400 vegetarians,
Danny enjoys himself at parties.
Meat eaters and semi-vegetarians, according to research, they found that the vegetarians experience more negative feelings, mm-hmm. have lower self-esteem, and see less meaning in life.
Okay, so the happiest person that we can from this, this quadrant of so the happiest
yes.
person you could find, meat eater with an iPhone. Most
oh my gosh!
Yeah.
You are
person.
A pure carnivore.
Yeah. Your phone
like
in one hand,
skips vegetables.
A tri-tip in the
yeah,
other,
selfie with a drumstick.
Yep,
iPhone,
and that. So now that
very
we're kind
happy.
Of we're slowly building the News AF path to happiness,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're constructing that, we need to start a list. It seems as if eating vegetables off the list.
Well, I
it's,
look,
gone.
We respect all. Diets,
yeah.
the everything you want to do.
If you want to be unhappy, we respect your right
be
to
our
be
guest.
Unhappy.
We support that 110%.
Right. Go get an Android and become a vegetarian and life will lose. It seems like, according to science,
all of its luster.
To studies that we... That we
studies, yep. life will lose all meaning.
Now, mm-hmm. Danny, on the other hand, eats meat, has an iPhone, but then also eats spicy Cheetos, which then deduct
negates.
From happiness.
Does it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, look, you got to eat those items that brings balance. You can't have
yeah.
too much happiness. You have to find balance.
And he's
balance.
Taking that risk,
and
too. And some people thrive off a risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thrive off of the risk, the dare of eating hot, flaming Cheetos or drinking Mountain Dew. That's that for me. That's enough. I can do that and be happy still.
So
with my iPhone and my meat.
Did a collab with Flamin' Cheetos, would that stoke you or what?
Oh, that would totally stoke me.
Good. Then I'm going to actually mix something up for you here.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
present it to you when I'm in Utah in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, what we're doing here at News AF is we're trying to give you the best news. But now it seems like we're also going to help build a life that is happy for you.
Yeah.
Pathway to
a
happiness.
A pathway to happiness. Yes.
Thank you, Danny. Because I think that really what we struggle with and what we get overwhelmed with is that it's too much news. There's too much news.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We
too
need
much.
Somebody to go through it, make sense of it. And so, okay, so we're putting this on the bulletin board. Okay, if I do this, then I'll be happy. Okay, if I do this, then
yes.
I'll be happy. If I do this, I'll be happy. So then we're trying to sort of triangulate. Okay, well, I don't want to be too extreme in any direction.
Yep.
But they'll use this as
so
a
so why don't we have Danny, who's notorious for eating meat, chugging meat, we can say, and he's also notorious for using an iPhone. Let's have him switch to Android and vegetarianism, and we can gauge on if he's more or less happy.
Yeah,
I've done the Android switch. I've had a Note, and I've mm-hmm. also had the Google phone, the Nexus. I was so sad.
Sad.
I can't even imagine how upside down I would have been if I was also a vegetarian at the same time I was using Android.
What if you were eating an upside down burger? Would that make you happier? Or
it, you know, it brings you back up, but I don't think it would be enough to take me back up to normal levels
of happiness.
What about
a veggie burger upside down?
No, not enough. You need that soul of the animal. Mm-hmm. Because remember our earlier discussion about absorbing the soul of the animal you eat?
Makes you happy.
Yeah.
That's what makes you happy is knowing that a soul was lost.
Look, Gwyneth is out there selling goop products, promising happiness with the use of jade eggs that you stick in holes. Mm-hmm. We are offering real, like, study-proven science of happiness, not crazy jade eggs. Mm-hmm. That there was not even, they couldn't find a single reputable doctor to support that.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
And yet we have a team of doctors writing this article about iPhones.
A team of researchers.
Maybe if I could triangulate all of this. So the person that's concerned about the welfare of the animals has the weight of the world on their shoulders. Whereas the person who's not even thinking about the souls of an animal, that person is less. They're not
so
even
kind of an
problems
and ignorance is bliss.
Yes, that's why they're
type
happy.
Of thing.
Yes.
Here's another interesting part of this study. It said that the authors of this study suggested that vegetarians may suffer because they are seen by meat eaters as morally superior. And they added, given that many celebrities advocate some type of vegetarian diet, non-vegetarians may feel that vegetarians are putting on airs and that they are too good for non-vegetarians.
What are you, too good for this burger?
So look, remember how we talked about the androids being kind of forced out of the circle? Here we see the vegetarians kind of getting pushed out as well because they're like thinking they're too good.
Oh, you with your fancy Android and your veggie burger.
Yep. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Do you guys want me to tell you how sad I am this year?
How sad? What's the scale? Like, what are we using here to measure your sadness?
Slight sadness. I decided to not even get a new phone this year.
And again, we have many listeners, vegetarian diets, people listening on Androids. We are open and welcome all of you.
I've always gotten a new phone every 6 months to 12 months since the beginning of time. And this year I was like, I'm going to keep my phone for 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, well, nice. Worthy goal. I passed that. I used to get a new phone every 2 years and I'm on year 3 of my current iPhone.
Dude, baller. Yep.
You guys are models.
I'm sticking it to Apple.
Yep.
I'm not on the cycle anymore.
But you kind of are, but not all the way. You're still trapped in their network
of... Somebody can tell me something the new iPhone does that I care about that my iPhone 7 doesn't do.
It will make you look beautiful when you take all the 12 selfies a day. It'll smooth out those age features.
Selfies anyway.
I like to comment on those selfies and say flawless. Skin.
Flawless.
To
yeah,
everyone.
You'll look flawless, Rob, on your 12
wow, flawless
daily
skin.
Selfies.
And they know that I know.
Okay. All right. Danny, great job. Great job bringing.
Oh, what about me?
This was Danny's bolt hole. This wasn't Tyson. Oh. If you want to say
Tyson, it's assumed. Yeah, you
can I do a bolt hole too?
Yeah.
Sure.
What should
I'll
we call
make a song
it,
for it. Yeah. No, I don't want to do that.
We won't play
that's
the
Danny's
song
thing.
For Tyson's bolt hole.
Yeah. And I don't also have a bolt hole story to tell you.
All right. There we go. All right. We're into November. Can you believe it? The year flew by.
We're getting
really
close
did.
To the dumbest holiday of all.
Which one?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Why are you anti-Thanksgiving, Danny?
I think the food's disgusting, and it's all about the food. So it just doesn't work out. If they serve hot flaming Fritos, I would be happy. But they serve turkey, the grossest meat.
Have you talked to Liz about basting a turkey in the hot Cheeto
that,
dust?
That is a good idea. Actually, that is a really
good
idea.
That's a genius idea.
Fry
you
the
crunch
turkey.
Crunch the Cheetos. Don't just do the turkey dust. Just crunch the Cheetos
like
and use that.
Take your turkey.
Like that's a stuffing.
And then smash up the Cheetos. Because then the turkey is sort of sleepy and then
such
boring. And then, hold on. What's this kick?
I like it. I think that actually is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why Fritos wouldn't endorse that. Why don't they come out with like a recipe book for Thanksgiving, including all of their hot flaming
why don't
products?
You be that guy. Get on Instagram and then start. You're going to Hot Cheetos. Because look, Hot Cheetos is getting killed in the press right now. but if you come in, you're the Thanksgiving. Let me spice up Turkey Day.
Yeah, Okay, well, I've never cooked anything in my life other than maybe pasta.
You're going to take your spicy Cheetos and your Mountain Dew and pour it all over that burger.
Oh my gosh, a spicy Cheeto Mountain Dew based.
Because now, guess what? You're balancing out the tryptophan. Nobody's going to sleep at 4:30 at Danny's house.
They're feeling great. They've got their iPhones out.
You're taking that turkey baster, putting it into your big Mountain Dew, pulling it out, and you're just hosing that thing down.
Oh my gosh, I could taste that. Thank you, Rob.
You're taking a bag of those spicy Fritos, and you're stuffing it right into that turkey.
Oh, it's in my mouth right now. Thank you. You've transported me to a better place.
The stuffing now. You're putting some of those spicy Cheetos and Fritos in there. That's going
to
give
all of my guests have to go to the emergency room.
Together?
With a dusting of your spicy...
Actually, that's a good idea. That is actually a really good idea. That dude. Macaroni and cheese one. I like that.
All of it. All of it's good.
Yeah.
Danny, you're in for the Thanksgiving of a lifetime.
Yeah. Oh, we won't forget it.
Tyson, could Danny's kids eat this Thanksgiving meal, or is that child?
I mean, I think they could. They're Danny's kids. They have the same DNA.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that you're right. That should give them some resistance, but I will be carding people who come to my Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
What are you carding for? 18 or 21?
Why don't you just have them sign a waiver?
Well, they'll sign a waiver for their kids to eat, but if they're over 18, they don't need
to sign the dessert? What's the dessert at Danny's spicy Thanksgiving?
Spicy cheesecake.
It's definitely a pie because I hate cake.
Pumpkin pie.
No.
You're a pie guy. I'm a cake guy. We already talked about
that. You ate six slices of pie.
Yeah, but they didn't have cake.
In an emergency, Tyson will go pie.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we'll think about this.
But only cream pies, but not the sexual type of cream pie.
Yes, no, definitely not. You are a long time been against that. Okay. All right. Great work, everybody. And Tyson.
I have a review.
Give us a review. NewsAF.news to leave us reviews in the Apple Podcast Store.
So I have a serious review that I'll read once we go off air but are still on stream. And I have another review for right now. Please read in a smooth, sensual voice. 5 stars. By the real Nick J.
The real Nick J. Not the fake Nick J, everybody.
The real one. Mr. Skeeter, Vascular D, Skeet Dog, The Eye in the Sky, Danny Bryson. I don't know which of these is his real name, but I think it's probably Skeet Dog. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Well done. Well done. Okay. And then one other sponsor I want to thank today, our friends over at betonline.ag, who are the sponsors of the Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge, where I have been competing all season long, picking games against the other Podcast One hosts. And I went 5 for 5 for the second week in a row. Can you believe, Tyson? Did you know that I was so good at picking these football games?
I knew you were, actually. I see a lot of people holding you up on quite the high pedestal when it comes to football knowledge.
Yeah, because when we were recently in Reno and Boston Rob was looking at the World Series, and I felt like that he wasn't real. He felt like that he had a better feel on the Boston Red Sox than I did when I was saying to bet on the Dodgers.
Yep, you knew. You knew exactly what to do.
Well, not so much in that case, but in these football picks, I've been really locked in here for the last couple of weeks. And so thanks so much to our friends over at betonline.ag who put this all together. If I win the Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge, $5,000 to the charity of my choice. And it's November, great time to be a sports fan. We've reached the midway point in the NFL college football season, and each game is more and more important in the NFL. Teams like the Rams and the Saints had a great game last week. The Chiefs and the Patriots, they're looking like the teams to beat in college football. Alabama is clearly the best team in the country, while Notre Dame, Clemson, UCF are also undefeated, sitting in the top 10. There's only one place to get in on all the action, betonline.ag. Don't wait any longer, Danny. Use promo code podcast1 to receive that 50% sign-up bonus. That's podcast1 for a 50% sign-up bonus. In the NBA, Milwaukee, Toronto, the defending champs, the Golden State Warriors, all starting off on a high note. And in the NHL, Nashville, Toronto, and Pittsburgh are all off to a hot start, just like Danny predicted before the season. Don't miss out anymore on the incredible action. Go to betonline.ag, use promo code podcast1 for a 50% sign-up bonus. Your online sportsbook experts and exclusive partner of the Podcast One Sportsnet. All right. So what did we learn here today, Danny?
Just the key to happiness. I feel like we'll leave this podcast being a little bit happier.
More phones, more meat, less Cheetos.
Less flights.
Less flights, less air travel.
Less air travel. Turn your frown and your burger upside down.
Yes.
Get it out that iPhone. Get off the vegan diet.
Pound that meat.
What could go wrong?
Pound that meat
and put
with your mouth.
Hot Cheetos away.
Sadly, that is the one. Okay.
Una injection de carne caliente para mi boca, por favor, amigo.
And
very nice.
That cigar-shaped object that's speeding up through our solar
system. Not aliens.
Is not.
Says Amazon.com.
listen to the Washington Post and Jeff Bezos, that they are definitely not an alien probe. Okay?
All right.
For reals.
All right. Great job, everybody. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys. Got it. That was good.